they were so on the clock. Meghan Markle arrived at the church there at Windsor Castle, right, at like 7:01 with a beautiful white dress. Let me see, Brian, if we can pick up a little of the ceremony, because Prince Charles walked her down the aisle, and then Prince Harry joined her. And what you're seeing right now and hearing is the choir, as both Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stand at the altar. As we head to our independent journalist in London, Philip Gomm, you're glued to the tube there. Last hour we were in Windsor along the processional route. Are the British very excited about this marriage going on as we speak? And what are you seeing and what are you noticing?
Warren, good day to you. I'm wiping away the tears. I mean, after a week, maybe months of anticipation, of fraught organization, everybody seems to have turned up at the church on time. And it's a wonderful spectacle. And I don't think there's a person, however cynical they might be about royal family, about marriage in general, who can see these pictures and not have a tear in the corner of their eye.
I mean, it was like right to the second that the bride arrived and that long train behind her dress there, walking up the steps at Windsor Castle and the church there.
Well, a beautiful sight. And, of course, Meghan Markle, some of the page boys and bridesmaids are friends of children of her friends. So it's good to see that although her mother is only one of her formal relations who made it in the end, that she has got people there to support her. She got to the church on time. She looked radiant in the Rolls Royce as she was driven to St. George's Chapel. Her mother was beaming. She's sobbing and crying a little bit in church now, overwhelmed, I think, by the occasion. But, I don't think there's any doubting the joy that she and her daughter are feeling. And indeed, the rest of the royal family ranged across the chapel from them. This vast family are used to these sort of occasions. But they seem to have done everything they can in the last few days to welcome Meghan and her mum into the family.
And the choir has stopped now. Let's pick up a little bit of the ceremony ongoing now live.
Comforter, honor and protector, and forsaking all other, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live.
I will.
He's laughing. He's kind of smiling. Here, do you see that, Philip?
Meghan,
yeah,
will you take Harry to be your husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and protect him, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
And will you, the families and friends of Harry and Meghan, support and uphold them in their marriage now and in the years to come?
Oh, that's kind of interesting, Philip Gomm, that he had the members of in the church also participating. I wonder if somehow Prince Harry and Meghan wrote a different kind of ceremony for this event.
Well, I think it's a sign of the times. There have been words that have been tweaked in the ceremony. Harry being referred to as Harry, his formal name is Prince Henry. Of course, the person that's missing, the other important parent that's not there, of course, is Princess Diana, who was Harry's mother. Harry being supported today by his brother, though, Prince William. And it's a role reversal. When Prince William was married a few years ago to Kate Middleton, Prince Harry was the best man. Now the roles are reversed, and William is looking after his younger brother. And I'm sure Princess Diana would be immensely proud that, what some people regard as the wild child of the family has finally made it to the altar and hopefully respectability.
And you mentioned his older brother. While most American grooms, Philip Gomm, there in London, would be wearing tuxedos, Prince, as we're looking here now, Prince Harry is, like his brother, Prince William, wearing his military regalia from his time in the British Army Air Corps and not any kind of tuxedo.
No, of course, the royals, whether they like it or not, either do serve in the military or hold honorary ranks, and so it's not unusual to see them wearing the military regalia. As you say, Prince Harry was in the Army Air Corps. He went to Afghanistan twice. He did his bit for a queen and country, if you like, and so it's ultimately right that he should wear the uniform of the British Armed Forces, and you know, resplendent he looks too.
No doubt about that. There are people wondering whether he would shave his beard and mustache. You know, they were taking these bets over there in London, of course, and he has got his full beard and mustache to be sure. And you talked about Diana missing. Also missing would be Meghan Markle's father, who created kind of a disturbance, Philip Agam, when he was seen taking pictures with paparazzi who may or may not have paid him to be sitting reading in a cafeteria a book about the British royal family, that kind of thing. And apparently the stress and the pressure, the negative response that came from members of the media caused him, they say, to have a heart attack. He was going to be walking Meghan down, and instead had stents put in him, still said on Tuesday that he was going to walk her down the aisle. And Wednesday, Meghan said, no, he's not coming here. And that's when she asked Prince Charles to accompany her down the aisle.
Well, I suppose that's literally the only cloud in what is a wonderful blue sky here in Britain today, that Meghan hasn't got her father with her. And you have to feel a great deal of sympathy for this man. I think he's been caught up in an invidious situation, one that he was not prepared for. He's obviously not in the best of health, and it is a great shame that he's not made it over. But I think also it does reflect the sort of life that Meghan and those around her are going to have to, for want of a better word, endure in the years to come. I mean, today the country has rallied around and is, ultimately very proud of what they regard as their son, sort of Prince Harry. He's very popular in public, but there is this scrutiny, and there will continue to be the scrutiny of the pair of them wherever they go and whatever they do. But, they're both people of the world, perhaps not so much their, well, at least Meghan's relations, but, these look like two people who are comfortable or at least used to dealing with the public eye and being in the public eye. And so, one has to hope that they can ride out the media storms that will inevitably rise around them, and, they'll live a long and happy life.
And finally, we talk about breaking with tradition. From what I understand, but you're the journalist there in London monitoring, Philip Agam, this wedding, is that they'll have the procession leaving Windsor Castle. That'll take maybe a half hour, hour or so. They'll come back, maybe have lunch, although it's 5 hours ahead there, or dinner. And then supposedly, have you heard, Meghan Markle will address those who are attending, whether it's the lunch or the dinner, which definitely would be breaking with any kind of royal tradition.
Yes, I've heard the same rumor. I mean, I think with this wedding that nothing now surprises. And it's a sign that this is an independent woman. She's obviously had a high-profile career. She's not afraid to speak her mind, something that perhaps she might have to restrain in the future to perhaps prevent the odd diplomatic incident, shall we say. I mean, royals have traditionally been seen and not heard. Prince Charles, her father-in-law to-be, often gets into trouble for saying what's on his mind. But, I think people would give her leeway. She's not on the throne. She's not the queen. She's not next in line to the throne. So I think if she speaks with sincerity and good humor, people will welcome her to this country and to the royal family and, be proud to have her as part of us.
All right. Well, go enjoy the rest of the wedding. It looks like it's coming to slowly but surely a close. Have some tea for us there, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure, Philip.
Well, as it happens, it's my wedding anniversary as well today. So,
really?
they chose an auspicious day.
Well, will you be having that special cake that they'll be serving?
We're having a street party with friends and neighbors ourselves, so looking forward to that.
Well, you'll remember. Happy anniversary to you, and always great having you on with us. Appreciate
it. Nice to speak to you.
You're nice to talk with you.